on an interesting, funny note that has nothing to do with anything, I just find this hilarious. Every British monarch, king or queen, they get a second birthday assigned to them if their actual birthday is not in the summertime.
And they do this so that there's good weather for their birthday parade.
Right.
Well, what happens if there's bad weather? Do they, like, you know, say, oh, wait, this year it's going to be a day later because it's raining?
Well, here's an example. Queen Elizabeth II, current reigning queen, her real birthday is April 21st, but her official birthday is held on a Saturday in June. So I bet they've had to move it.
Yeah, so it doesn't give a specific date. That's even more interesting.
That's just really weird. So, I never knew that.
So does she get gifts both days?
I would imagine she's the queen.
I think we should do that. I'm going to have my birthday is in December.
Mine's in February.
But I'm going to have my official birthday 6 months later in the summer.
Yeah, mine's always, it's cold on my birthday. It's just, ugh.
I love this idea. Okay.
We could pick the same day, and it could be a celebration for the show.
We already have that in September, September 3rd.
Well, that's true.
I'm going with, like, I don't know, June.
I could just steal my sister's birthday. It's July 15th. I could just steal my sister's birthday.
You have to share it.
No, I could just take it.
I'm older and bigger. That's not right.
So in the world of things that don't matter, but we get all hung up on them and it becomes like a whole thing with you and I love how you and I will take something that's absolutely meaningless and it becomes like a whole deal.
Well, this is a thing now. Okay, so
if the queen can do it, I can do it.
Yes, so why not?
Sure.
I mean, it's official for them. Every British king or queen has a second birthday assigned to them if they're not born during the summer. So like Queen Elizabeth II, her real birthday is April 21st, but her official birthday is on a Saturday in June because the weather needs to be good for their birthday parade. Okay, so I'm not asking for a birthday parade.
Can I just point out I've never had a birthday parade pre-COVID, during COVID, or whatever. I've never had a birthday parade.
A lot of people have had birthday parades during COVID, but I'm not asking for a birthday parade. I just want a birthday during the summer, and I don't know why. I mean, what difference does it make?
And your actual birthday is?
December 10th. So I'm going to go with June 10th.
Well, I'll tell you what. Dr. Jay Gabhart, he's a dentist here in town. He's a friend of mine. He suggests that everyone who has a wintertime birthday celebrate their half birthday 6 months to the day after their actual birthday. He says, for example, he will be 54 and a half in December. He has a summer birthday, but he also honors half birthday because you get extra cake.
Oh, it's not even about the gifts. It's just about the cake.
Right. He points out that no one in his office officially honors his birthday, but they always gladly eat the cake that he brings.
It's a celebration.
I think he must even provide his own cake.
Hey,
how bad of a deal is that?
Why not?
It's my half birthday, everybody.
So,
thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Gabhart, because now I'm going to have a half birthday June 10th.
Well, my half birthday would be August 23rd. So I missed my half birthday already. And now I'll have to roll around to February next year when I'll be 49. And 49 is such a throwaway birthday anyway. You're not 50 yet.
So. Maybe you should just do a quarter birthday, like every 3 months.
That's math, and I can't do that. So.
All right.
I know is I want a parade and some cake.
Okay. That's easy enough. I'll make you mayonnaise cake.
You know, and I wanted to hate that. I really did because I hate mayonnaise so bad, and it was actually good.
You don't taste the mayonnaise in it.
No, you don't, but the word is there.
Half birthdays, yes.
It's all about half birthdays and cake.